for this.
Come on, Rudolph. It's time for the Can Man Show. Welcome to the Can Man Show. It's Christmas time, streets are filled with snow. Snuggle up tight by the fireside. Joy to the world, it's Can Man time.
Can Man Show, Can Man Show. Forget the snow, it's time for the show.
Hey, Timmy, what do elves learn in school?
I don't know.
The alphabet! Up on the rooftop, reindeer call. We want the Can Man Show for all. Hurrying along now through the snow. I'm Dasher, I'm Dancer, don't wanna miss the show. Showvia.
C-A-N-M-A-N Show.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Can Man Show.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Chad.
All right. And back again, Ryan Schoenhart.
Hey, everybody.
And Corey Jordan.
Peachy.
Ryan, get a little bit closer to that mic, if you can. And then, again, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we are recording and editing on the fly, so please, guys, watch your language.
Next time I come here, I want one of those cool Madonna mics.
There you go. Yeah, next time.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right.
Shut down.
Oh, you're not coming back.
Yeah. No, I guess not.
Yeah, no. Those are kind of expensive. And
guess I'll be buying that myself.
Wait. Yeah. They have them for the Xbox. You can just grab one and throw it on.
Yeah. No, I guess.
Probably a different connector.
Yeah, probably.
Because we'll just wire them in.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Corey can do it.
Yeah, sure.
Corey can do anything. Do you guys have
a pretty... You can't get torque screwdrivers.
Well, yeah, you can get them. You can get them at Sears, or you can get them at Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight kills me.
When you go to get them, make sure it says security on the box. If it doesn't say security, it doesn't have the holes. Security bits.
Right. They got to be security bits.
And when you ask the guy, hey, where do you have security bits here? And if his eyes glass over, go ask someone else, because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Right. And the reason we were talking about those is... A couple of us have Xbox controllers and need some repair, and the only way to get into them is by a special drill bit. And you know, you think they'd be easier than you know what to repair. It's just a matter of getting that drill bit to fit the thingy. So anyway,
oh my god, it just started working.
Oh, you fixed it without even the torque.
I don't need a torque screwdriver.
Wow.
Did you toss it in the back of your car? Because that's an excellent fix for laptops, too.
It's a Christmas miracle.
My God, the button. My A button on my Xbox controller was stuck, and I needed a torque screwdriver. And
it's a Christmas miracle.
You know, Kevin, if you keep using that so much, it'll keep getting sticky.
You'll go blind.
Yeah, you'll go blind.
It'll get stickier and stickier.
There you go.
Now so, it's getting stickier.
What the hell? Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Did you guys end up having a good Christmas?
Well, the start of the week was kind of weird for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was kind of like this weird 12 days of Christmas where on the first day of Christmas, Kevin gets a picture of his car in the mail.
Okay.
Oh, bad.
did you run a red light, Kevin?
Yeah, I ran a red light in the Quad Cities.
Oh, my.
A week or so before. And there's, you know, my wife didn't tell me about it. She just kind of put it on the table in her kitchen. And I just walked by and I saw pictures, like, of my car, you know. And I thought, what the hell is this? And I start reading through and it's like, oh, it's a ticket. What the hell?
Nice.
And that's a camera ticket. That's
here in a couple months, you'll be doing that here in Cedar Rapids, too.
Yes, because Big Brother is coming.
Big Brother's here, dude. Big Brother's here.
He's here. He knows whether your shoes are tied or not.
I turned right on a red light.
Yeah.
And that's...
Right turn on red, I thought, is legal everywhere unless the sign says you can't.
Well, that's in this state. Yes,
okay.
That's true.
Well, that was in the Quad Cities.
No, it was on the Iowa side.
Yeah,
the Quad Cities.
It's been fine.
Then still is in Illinois.
Did you come to a complete stop before you turned?
Well, you know, after you get a week or so after the fact, I was driving all over, you know, the Quad Cities. So
there's you might have rolled through it.
You know, I see a picture of my car like at a red stoplight, and then I see a picture of it turning, of myself turning, which is kind of weird, you know, and a picture of my license plate and everything. And
that's one of the complaints on these cameras is that they're going to get a lot of people for turning right on red, even when it's legal.
Well, it's weird. You'd think that they do like
videotape. Is
that
really one of the complaints?
Wow. Yeah.
See, that's what the person in the Quad Cities told me is that they're having problems with that. So
fight it.
Well,
to fight the
it,
power,
I have to drive to Quad Cities. No,
yeah, just don't turn right on red. Wait till the lights turn green.
Do a written appeal, Kevin. A written appeal. You know how to do that.
No. What you need to do? How much is the ticket?
Oh, you almost got me there.
Yeah, how much is the ticket? May I ask?
$65.
Okay, so what you need to do is put $50 down on a lawyer to have him write you one letter. And you'll save yourself $15 because you'll get out of it.
And it's $100 if I want to fight it.
Wow.
So
that's just a start. It goes up exponentially after the court.
I've got some lawyer friends. I wonder what, you know, if they'd hook us up with a deal.
Well, I was thinking about going to like the DMV just to pick up a booklet and refresh my knowledge because maybe after 20 years of driving I've forgotten something. But
no.
Right turn on red's legal, dude.
I just did a right turn on red. Coming here to the show. So.
There are places in Cedar Rapids where left turn on red is legal.
Yeah.
And
right,
it always freaks
right
me out.
Right by Quaker Oats, when you get off the interstate, you can make a left turn on red. Well, it even says it on the sign.
Yep, it does. It says it right next to the light.
So that's the only intersection I'm aware of, but I know it is legal.
Oh,
there.
Down by Quaker.
By Quaker Oats.
It's pretty bad when our police chief is bringing this stuff here, is not talking about really how many accidents are going to prevent it. It's how much revenue it's going to generate for the city.
Well, he's an honest man.
Yeah. I mean, it is going to generate a hell of a lot of revenue for the city. And honestly, I'm one that has, in my entire driving, and I'm going to knock on wood-like substance, I've never had a ticket. Never. In the, you know, the 20 years I've been driving. Never had, because I drive like a grandpa. You know, I drive, I obey the speed limit. I, for the most part, obey the laws. You know, I'm sorry if you get upset. I know you never wear a seatbelt, or didn't for a long time.
Well, my car fixed that. It has this very annoying beep that I have to listen to every time that I don't leave my
seatbelt. If you're a purist, if you're one of those anti-seatbelt law, helmet laws suck guys, you can just click it behind you and sit on it.
Well, I always thought about taking it into the garage and saying, could you like shut it off and see what kind of reaction I get from them?
You probably pull a fuse.
Depending on who you're talking to, they'll probably go, oh, right here.
Yeah. How about this fuse right here? Bam. Done. Yeah. Okay. But that was my first day of Christmas.
Wait, real quick before it gets too far up, they said that for the torque or the security bit, if you break the pin inside it, you can use regular torque. And a flat screwdriver will twist it.
I thought of that, but that's a little harder than I thought to get a little tiny pin out of it.
Yeah.
I might massacre the screws.
And Microsoft probably will like catch you and ban you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That,
so. Because that's modifying your controller.
Whatever. Dude, if it saves me $60 to repair the damn thing, you know, to replace it.
Aren't the new ones 30?
Dude, I don't know. For a wireless, it's like $49.99, $50.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even the fancy, you know, they add a color to it, and then they mark it up $10 to get the red controller.
I gotta say,
the Halo controller.
But the red controller is faster than the other ones.
Why is it faster?
Because it's red.
That's red.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
They get banned more often.
They do.
Yeah. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
You can lose your gamer license. You gotta be careful.
And if they turn right on red, then they really are in trouble.
Speaking of gamers, I know you guys have
don't want to hear about
maybe New Year's Eve plans. I do want to hear about it, but yeah, I forget, while I'm thinking of gamers, tabletop gaming. If you play any D&D or Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh, that kind of stuff, I need to send a shout out to Central Corridor Gamers. Dan Alpers, you know, he's been on here the show a few times. They're having a special night at the Central Corridor Gamers New Year's Eve. And they go till after midnight, and they'll have free pizza and a tournament and all sorts of good stuff going on. For more information on that, I will have a link in the show notes, and you can check that out. So make sure if you're a virgin and don't drink, go do that. So
there are non-virgins that are interested in stuff like that. Me, for instance.
I know. If you're a geek like us. I'm just messing with you, Corey.
See, I was very near. As you started talking about that, I almost said, tabletop games are for losers.
Yeah. All right.
Don't you have like three games you do?
No, LARPing. That's for real men.
At the moment.
LARPing.
Yeah, LARPing. Yeah, there we go.
I never got into that.
Okay, day number two.
Okay, so day number two, my sewer backed up.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
My wife was doing the wash, and then she noticed she had a pool of water down where the sewer drain is. So
that's not water.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's feces and.
No, that was at least water from the
the dealy.
Yeah.
The
wash machine.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
So at least we weren't dealing with backed up toilets, that sort of thing. So we caught early, I guess. So that was the second day of Christmas for Kevin. And then third day of Christmas, I went downstairs just to check on my checking account for something and noticed I had a bit less in my checking account like normal than I normally have. And found out that someone had taken $400 out of my my checking account.
Was it Entertainment Weekly?
And it wasn't Tracy.
No, it was. Have you ever heard of? It was like PayPal Gator.
Well, Gator is what Gator is used to be ad spyware that people would install on their computer. You'd click on an ad and ended up being some major spyware crap, and it would just kill your computer because it'd fill it full of unneeded processing.
PayPal Gator is a fish. It's where they get your information and then use it to get it, steal money out of your account.
So if somebody bought something online through a site that they're not normally going through, other than like Amazon or something like that, using a PayPal account, could very easily have fished that information away from somebody who doesn't know about the internet or how to use it.
Time to format the computer.
Yeah, could be spyware. Time to do a cleaning.
Time to block that particular account from your bank account, or possibly change your account information like quickly.
Yeah, well, we got rid of that credit card, so
good.
It was
good call.
It was going through my wife's credit card, so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why exactly.
She may have got fished. My wife did. She was doing these web surveys.
Oh,
and if you go through all the surveys, you'll get a $500 gift card from Target. I'm sorry, honey, I have to tell this story. Oh, I called her my wife. What happened?
Mm.
I don't know what happened. My husband.
Yeah, your husband.
I feel so dirty now.
You do.
At the end, she ended up getting a subscription to Entertainment Weekly, and I haven't been able to get rid of it. So,
wow. Really?
It's like a phishing attempt because it's like $50 a month or some crazy.
Oh my gosh.
You know, yeah, and I don't really care about celebrities.
Is it those college kids that come to your house and say, "I win a big prize if you sign up"? And
I usually smile at them and say, "Well, good luck."
So how'd they fish that? Like, did they ask for a credit
card?
Oh,
she just gave it up. She said, "Entertainment Weekly for $50 a week. That sounds good."
$50 a week.
So $50 a month. It's still more than I would pay for a magazine. I mean, I would pay that much for Playboy. A hustler, maybe.
You can get Playboy for like $11 a year if you get someone sends you one of those cards.
Hef is getting old.
Hef is getting senile. No, I haven't seen an issue of Playboy in years, but I'm just saying I get those cards once in a while.
Do you want to? I have a whole stack of them in my closet.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Well, I had. I think my son found them.
I don't know. That's just something you don't share.
No, yeah,
it's not like the pages are stuck together or anything. And let's face it, I get it for the jokes and the articles.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sure. So you're thinking I need to reformat my computer at this
point? No, if you closed out that credit card, you should be fine.
Yeah, but if you start seeing other weird stuff happening, then you want to format.
Because I have spyware and virus protection and everything, and I checked that to see if anything was.
I would make sure that's updated.
That's the kind of thing that you would get through an email.
Oh.
Like PayPal, we need your account information.
You know,
it
could have been attached. Remember those Facebook things where they you forward this to your friends, and if you click on this, you get an iPod or an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
That's a very normal, not a normal, it's a very common way to get people to give that information. Ian from the Frightmare Forest did do those surveys, and he did get an iPod. So back in the day, but.
Well, I think I think they give one person an iPod, then they screw everyone else and steal everybody else's stuff.
In order to be legal, so they have to give at least one away.
Well, yeah, they do that to get everybody else, you know, they get that one person talking, so it gets all these other people going, oh, yeah, you need to do it.
Hold on, Rachel's got a good comment here from when she found Corey's Playboys, and she's like, I found those once, and it was kind of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they weren't hidden very well, sweetie. They,
nice.
Cause primarily because I didn't care. I didn't expect you guys to be rummaging through my closet.
Chris said she made you throw yours out.
Yeah, actually, she didn't. Well, I mean, I felt kind of awkward because I had a lot. I mean, I had a full. Seriously, dude, I had like a long box, comic long box full of them. And I put them on the corner and they were gone.
Were they in my
before put them on the corner?
I put them in the garbage, in the recycle bin. And they were gone before the
garbage.
Yeah. So somebody nabbed them.
Yeah, I just wonder what age those people are.
I don't know. It was in the garbage. I mean, how else do you get rid of them?
You ruin some little kid's life.
Right? I didn't ruin anybody's life.
Well, see, porn is the cause of serial killers. That's
oh, yeah.
That's what Ted Bundy said. And I believe everything he's ever said.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
So, yeah. Okay, we went to a dark place. I'm sorry.
At least he didn't do a like you serious.
Exotic Princess wants to know if Kevin got his Star Trek cologne for Christmas.
Oh yeah, did you get your Ponfar?
Ponfar. God, totally forgot about that.
Ponfar.
For the horny Vulcan.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think I need to get some Ponfar. I might get some that way. I do, man. I do.
You're getting me close to swearing here.
So, hey, Kevin, I got a question for you. Again, last year, you lost, so far you've lost how much weight?
40, 45 pounds, somewhere
around
there.
That is awesome. Chris was watching Dr. Oz today, and he said that every 35 pounds you lose, you gain 1 inch of size on your junk.
I thought... What?
On your penis, you gain 1 inch of size.
I thought you were
going to
tell me an angel gets its wings.
No. For every 35 pounds a man loses, you gain 1 inch of size on your junk. That's what Dr. Oz says. However, it might not be the case for you because you're a smoker, because that would keep that from happening possibly. So.
Me to swear.
Okay, I'm
no.
I'm okay. I understand the whole extra
is
inch
that because
of meat.
I can see that extra inch that I
well,
no,
on top of having that extra inch, you might actually be able to see your junk now.
You know, Tracy has been happy lately,
has she?
Yeah,
God,
okay. I gotta ask Kevin, can you see your balls in the shower? I haven't seen my balls since 2003. Sorry, Rachel. Wow, that's awkward.
Why does this have to be the non swearing episode, huh? Huh?
Well, since we're on the subject, cock and balls. Okay.
Cock and balls. So, yeah, I the first thing I thought of when Christina told me that was you.
See, I heard of another study that was going on saying that, looking at women's breasts for long periods of time will increase your lifespan.
Wow.
Well, they say that 2 minutes of breast watching is akin to 30 minutes of exercise.
An hour?
So, 2 minutes of breast watching. Is the same as 30 minutes of exercise.
I heard something like that. Yeah. And I thought, of 30 minutes of exercise? I'm doing all this exercise wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I could be losing hundreds of pounds. So I'm living for 400 years.
Like I said, I got a stack of them.
Yeah.
I was sitting upstairs at supper tonight, and Chris is like, if you keep eating like this, you're going to lose an inch. And I'm like...
Wow.
An inch of what?
We're talking junk.
My junk.
The wedding tackle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I could lose an inch around the waist. And.
Well, you know, you've always had that open invitation to go with me.
I don't want
to
stare at her.
Exercising.
So. I already do, sweetheart.
But actually, it's been kind of hard.
Totally creeps her out.
I haven't been losing much weight, if any, right now because all the candy and turkey and stuffing and...
Yeah.
You know.
I have to say, on the webcam, you're one sexy bit.
Nope. No, you can say bitch.
Bitch? Were you going to say bitch?
Yeah. No,
but you can't say SF, you know. Sure.
That'd be great.
All
if
the
you
bad
didn't.
Ones.
It'd be great if you didn't. Please stop doing that. You're making it really
four-letter.
Vibrate. Sorry.
Yeah, four-letter words. Worry about those.
Yeah. So, for Christmas, did you guys get anything awesome?
Cash.
Cash is always
cash
good.
Cash is good. I got Dragon Age.
Wow.
I got Dragon Age.
I had to rip myself away from that game. To actually come here.
Is that good?
Yeah. I was going along and it's like, God, this is fun. And then, oh crap, it's 6:40. Better go over to Chad's house.
No kidding.
But I think one of the things that I really don't like in role-playing games is the talking with people. You know, I just like the fighting normally.
Yeah.
But this time, I really enjoy, you know, the conversations that you have with your group.
There are so many selections. There are so many choices that you
Have you been playing it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You've got ultra nice guy, fairly nice guy, kind of neutral guy, dick, super dick.
Well, I mean,
where's his horns?
And you don't have to stick with one thing, I don't believe. Nope. You can go any way with each conversation. The one conversation I was having right before that I just didn't want to leave, you know, yet to come here, I was getting held up by bandits, and then I turned the conversation around to where I was robbing the bandits.
Nice.
Which, you know, it turned into them robbing me, and then I kind of turned it all around to me getting a donation from them to help my cause.
Nice.
That was just hilarious.
That's awesome.
You know, so if anybody likes role-playing games or just, you know, I think a good game, Dragon Age is pretty good. And you can get it pretty cheap. I mean, God, one time they're selling it for $35. Yep. Now you can get it probably $40, $45
pretty
easily.
I think this week
easily.
$40 at Best Buy. Yeah. It's normally like $60.
Yeah. So, you know, I'd pick it up. It's pretty good.
I've had a lot of fun with it. I was on a mission hunting bandit groups going around the countryside. And I come around the corner, and there's a bunch of red dots. I'm thinking, oh, mm-hmm. bandits. Come around the corner. Giant spiders.
Yeah.
Okay, I personally...
Hey, you've got experience with giant spiders.
I have a real issue with spiders.
I know.
But so I saw this giant spider group and said, it's yours, and ran. Left my group to die.
Nice.
Now, the one thing that I find just odd is if you fight something and then you talk to somebody, you're literally drenched in blood talking to somebody.
You can turn that off.
Oh, you can.
Persistent gore is in the settings. You can turn that off.
I don't mind, though.
I love it.
Wow. It's just funny because a person will just have blood splatter all over their face, and they're talking to somebody about something just really stupid, like, hey, baby, you know?
What festive red armor you're wearing?
Yeah. So, or you're
or
talking...
Or no armor at all. That's how my character rolls.
So you're playing that as well, or just...
Actually, I put it away because I wanted to go to the Mindless Violence games, and I went to Call of Duty. So.
Okay.
I want to shoot stuff.
Yeah, I had it before Call of Duty, and when Kevin got Call of Duty and we started playing that, I put it away. So
wow.
Yeah.
Now Brian needs to just pick it up.
Are you talking
Butters?
Yeah, Butters.
Mm-hmm. I miss Butters. He needs to come back.
And we miss you, Butters.
Well, I don't think Butters I've ever busy. Met Butters. I would like to meet
You've
Butters.
Never met Butters?
I don't think
Butters
I have.
A busy boy.
He is a busy boy.
Walmart, Christmas, enough said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Guess?
I
wow.
suppose.
That's harsh.
Retail's
somebody wrote... I don't know who this is. You guys are funny because you're fat.
Thanks.
Who was that?
Wow.
Kick him.
CARAANBEKAH.
I have no idea who that is.
No idea. Mm.
Thanks. Thank
that,
you.
That was nice.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
And you're funny because you're a butthole.
Troll.
So, welcome.
Troll. Hello.
Yeah, just kidding. Anyway, welcome back. So you got Dragon's Age. What'd you get, guys?
I got some video games. Got some trinkets.
some baubles, plastic
bauble,
jewelry,
a
bauble
too,
rings.
I think too. My parents always give me a puzzle.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I got underwear.
I got little mini boxers and a little box like this, and I'm like,
ooh,
exciting.
It must get bigger when it gets.
They like to give us brain teasers so that I can make my brothers feel stupid.
Was the underwear brain teaser?
No. It was this little thing where you got to get the chain off the big heart.
I hate those things.
It took me 4 minutes.
Yeah, done.
Okay, here you go.
At ThinkGeek, they have a couple of them that are challenges that if you beat the challenge, because they're like so hard that. That if you beat the challenge, you go to the website, you can maybe win like money, like big money, like $50,000.
I don't need $50,000.
Oh no, who does?
Or Entertainment Weekly.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I thought that was really cool that they did that. You know, that kind of thing was out there.
I'd get so frustrated. I'd just get my Dremel tool and.
Yeah.
I hate those things.
I love them. Yeah. I love them. Ryan, did you get any good stuff? Nursery stuff.
No, that's too early for that. We don't even have room for that right now. That is going to be my project for the first or for January.
Are you going to put it in the garage?
That would be a great
place
for
the nursery stuff or the baby?
The nursery.
No, because all Lori's Halloween stuff is still on the floor in the garage. That's why we park our car on the driveway.
Was that a jab at your wife?
No, because it was my job to put it away. So she got it out of the yard. I know. I got the Clone Wars first season on Blu-ray. And
oh, cool.
Damn, that looks pretty.
Does it really?
Yes.
Well, yeah. You have Mediacom or I'm On?
Yeah, Mediacom.
Mediacom. Does Cartoon Network come in HD?
Nope.
No, it doesn't on I'm On either. And it kind of upsets me because that show is broadcast in HD and it's beautiful. I mean, I would love to see it in HD.
It's pretty.
I'll have to come over to your house and, and watch then. So.
And let's see, what else? I give Lori a smaller TV for the bedroom, you know, like a 19-20 inch, and then bought some software so we could stream DVDs and TV through the server up to that. So that was kind of cool. So
what software do you use for that?
Just went to was using Media, the Microsoft's Media Center, but now I'm doing Sage TV.
Cool.
And they have a little fanless, just a tiny little box, extender.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm playing with that right now.
Oh, that's cool.
And the nice thing about that is where Media Center doesn't let you stream DVDs, this does.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it let you stream other stuff like Hulu and what have you?
Well, I have to... What's the one software? The PlayOn?
PlayOn?
Yeah, if you use PlayOn, you can stream it.
There's a free version of PlayOn called TVosity. Did you ever play with that?
I've heard of it.
The only thing is PlayOn, at least there's people always there fixing it when the stuff... It gets broken by Hulu and all the people trying to.
And it's actually supported by Sage, so they put out a plug-in for it. So you buy PlayOn, and then they have a plug-in, so it lets you go right into it.
So, oh, seriously? So that's why PlayOn is still around.
Yep. And then I was looking at some of the other plug-ins that you can put in, and somebody made for your DVD movie collection. They made like the iPod. You know how it's got the flip thing?
Cover flow?
Yeah, the cover flow.
Oh, sure.
So I'm going to be putting that on because that's pretty
cool.
Oh,
nice.
That is cool.
Yeah. So,
nice.
Oh, the way you had it before was pretty cool, too. I remember running the Media Center with all those videos and the covers.
So we moved the server downstairs, and we got to play with it on Christmas Day when you guys all came over, or when Kevin came over.
Yeah.
And then had to rebuild the computer on the day after because my Blu-ray wasn't working. So now everything's working. So
cool.
I can come out of the basement now.
Nice. So. Sweet. Nice. I ended up getting little things for the show. I got a pop filter that's on Ryan's mic. Hopefully it's working. I got a new Boundary mic, which I'm not using right now because I'm using Timmy's mixing board to produce tonight's show. And then got another terabyte hard drive because I was running out of space.
Oh, sweet.
So... Terabyte's good. Terabyte, very good.
I know. We got my nephew a couple Transformers for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And we all had Transformers, right, Corey?
Yeah.
They weren't
capacitors, Transformers, diodes, all those.
Shut up, smart ass.
Yeah.
But remember how easy they were to transform? I mean,
yeah.
The ones we had were easy, right?
Pretty much.
He got the deluxe Bumblebee from Mom, and I got him Slipstream. I think that's the one, the silver car in the second movie.
Okay.
Which
sucks. I haven't seen yet. But
oh, yeah, it sucks.
Okay.
Most of it sucks anyway. Anyway, 30 minutes per machine it took me to transform these things.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and I couldn't transform it back.
So basically, they're those mind puzzles.
It's an IQ test.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was getting so frustrated with that. I thought I was going to break one of them.
And how old is the person this is
Keaton
for?
Keaton is six.
Yeah, so he won't be transforming.
No, I got him into robot form. I said, here you go. Don't transform it back.
Yeah.
I'll be back next week, and we'll try to change it back to a car.
Yeah.
So
hopefully he's not playing and has to transform quickly to get away from the enemy.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, he's dead.
Yeah. Sorry. They actually sell non-transformable versions of them. So they're
right.
Robot form, right?
Yeah.
And that's all they do.
What's the point? I guess I don't understand. I mean, I guess they look cool, but...
Well, the point is, they're so hard to transform that you just leave the car in the car mode and you get by the robot to play with.
Then it's a model.
It is.
Yeah,
not really
I know it is.
It is so hard to take something that looks like a Peterbilt and then turn it into a giant person that looks like a person, or at least the thing in the movie.
I've seen video on YouTube of a guy that built a human-sized Camaro and was able to transform himself by twisting his body up into Bumblebee and, you know, in the car. Mm-hmm. So he would just lay down on the ground, and then he'd stand up. It was the coolest Bumblebee costume I've ever
now,
seen.
The best, he needs to find a woman.
The best Bumblebee costume, it's in Brian Humphrey's Dragon Con pictures from...
Yeah, but did it transform?
It didn't need to.
Okay.
It was the coolest one.
All right.
Yeah. And Corey, Lori says you're making her sick or dizzy.
Oh, the spinning?
Yes, by the spinning.
Lori, you need to give Amanda a call. Tell her I'm doing the fat man roll because I can't help it.
All right, everyone, let's start.
Why don't you get another bad habit, like a leg bounce or something?
Yeah, you don't.
That's right. She gets sick over the littlest things. Sorry, honey.
How about we all start?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I bet you're sorry you bought it up.
Okay,
there,
Ryan, go.
All right. Chad. So, Saturday?
Lori just puked on the laptop. Great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. On Saturday, for Christmas, I took my mom to Bruce Moore, and we took the tour. She had never been there.
Did you leave her there?
No. I took her on the tour, and then we went out to lunch and hung out and did some quality time with my mom. And it was awesome. I've done the tour before, but we were like the only people on the tour this time. So we went through and just were able to ask all sorts of questions.
They take you through the whole house, right?
The whole house. They don't take you through the nooks and crannies, like the attic and the stuff. There's little things.
I want to go to the attic.
Well, if you want to go to the attic, then they have a Nook and Crannies tour in the month of October where they take you in every little nook and cranny in the house.
There are offices in the attic. It's not as exciting as you might think.
So,
And Kevin, since the rest of us are fat, we won't be going, but you could go since you've lost weight.
Yes, yeah, skinny mini.
I can get into a nook.
Is it me or is his beard getting bushier as he loses weight?
I think his beard's getting bushier. I don't know if it's necessarily because of the weight loss.
Would you like to touch it?
Oh, wow. You asked me if I wanted to touch it, and I touched it, and then you're going to smack me?
Yeah, that's an automatic.
Lori wants to know if they turned the water on in the tiki room.
No, because they're trying to preserve everything, and the humidity in there would eat through, like, the bamboo and stuff that they have. I wish they would, because that'd be cool, but no.
The tiki?
It still works. Yeah, in the base. Have you never gone through?
Oh, the only thing I got to see was when we went to the Christmas one.
And
not everything was open, I imagine,
so
they can sell you on the full tour.
Well, I guess, but in the basement there, they have a little tiki place. Like, it's got little nooks where...
And crannies?
Yeah, nooks and crannies where you sit down and entertain your guests. And it has a tin ceiling, a corrugated steel ceiling that it makes it sound like it's raining on the corrugated steel. It is really cool. And then he's got another bar off of that, which looks like it's a log cabin. It's called the Grizzly Bar, and it has a wood floor, like in a cabin, a big roulette table. I mean, it's the coolest basement I've ever seen. If Howard Hall, who lived there, was still alive today, I think that he was a big movie buff. He would have probably transformed one of those rooms into a movie theater or something. Mm-hmm. But it was really cool, really neat to see.
He'd also be like 207, wouldn't he?
No, he died in 72, I think.
Oh, wow.
So
there was a couple of years ago, we went up to Minneapolis, Lori and I, and we went to this place called Hill Mansion, and it's this old Victorian style mansion, and really, really neat place too. So if you like Bruce Moore and you're ever in Minneapolis, go to that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. It's cool to see the Grant Wood Relief in the daytime. I didn't realize that there was like deer and squirrels and different things in there that I didn't get to see when we were there last time.
Thank you.
But so yeah, I had a really good time, and yeah, that's all. You guys got any big plans for New Year's?
Big plans.
Little plans. I know you have your party.
We're having a party. The guest list is
exclusive.
Anyone that's listening to this is welcome to come to my party. You just have to find out where I live.
Or not exclusive.
If you look even mediocrely hard, you'll be able to find it. I'm listed under the FBI for several things.
There you go.
So where I live is a matter of public record.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So go to Corey's house on New Year's.
Yep.
Janelle Lauer has a thing that she's doing at the ARA Gallery. I think it's $30 a person, and you get food and entertainment by Janelle and Gerard and all those guys. And for more information on that, I'll have a little link in the show notes as well. I know I had to mention that, so there you go, Jenny.
Your daughter wants to know if she can invite as many people as she wants now.
When you get a house of your own, you can invite as many people as you want, and you can count on me pooping on your porch.
All right, so Corey's the porch pooper. Wonderful.
No, not yet, but I will be.
Ryan, you guys figure out what you're doing yet?
No, I leave it up to Lori.
All right, good safe answer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good safe answer.
I know I replied to Corey, so I assume we'll be stopping there. I think we're going over to Dave and Heather's for a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to be social butterflies. Go figure.
Flitter.
Yes. Flitting.
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 Yeah. Kevin?
I'm just watching that pop go
back and forth. It's going around and around like Corey.
Yeah.
Kevin, so. you got any big plans? You know what you're doing yet?
Probably kind of similar to what Ryan.
Yeah.
And then we're doing.
We haven't figured out what we're doing yet. We're probably not going to do much anything, go anywhere or nothing. I think we're just going to hang out here.
Stay at home, beat the kids.
Yeah. Something like that.
Cool.
Do you let the kids stay up till 12?
Nah, screw that. Yeah. Put them to bed early.
Yeah. We'll let Zoe stay up that late. Zeta, maybe not. I don't know. That'd be fun, you know. We haven't done that yet. Usually we cart off our kids to the in-laws or something. You know, they're getting that age where maybe that be fun to do something with them.
Yeah. My daughter, she got some nice little gifts. She got a couple gifts that are going to be kind of irritating, I believe.
Really?
One of them is one of those For Real Friends.
Oh, goodness.
It's one of those cats.
Oh, the regular like kitten-sized cat?
Oh, no. It's a full-size cat. It's kind of a creepy-looking robotic cat.
That's awesome.
Nice. So, and you scratch its head, and it goes, meow, and then it starts licking itself. So, as far as a robot can lick itself.
Does it run when you yell, get off the counter?
No, the really creepy thing is when we're getting ready to leave to go to my parents for Christmas, our Christmas celebration later, but I looked into her bedroom, and the cat was, like, on the bed. And then all of a sudden, without anything moving the cat just all of a sudden went meow, and then and then started moving its paw like it was cleaning itself. I'm like, how the hell did it do that? You know, because I thought, well, maybe the other cat kind of swatted it or something. Well, the other cat has nothing to do with
it. It's like poltergeist.
The R2-D2 that's here on the table has built-in radar, and
the For Real Friend
sensors.
Doesn't have a radar, so
all right. Just saying, it's got stuff like that where it
doesn't have cat dar.
Can track, you know, where the person is. Where if
this could track where I was, that would really creep me out.
That'd be the end.
Well, this thing could track you. I mean, it could follow you around and awesome.
Again, if the For Real Friend could track me and follow me around, that would even be creepier.
That's endearing and cool. The cat, the not quite real cat, watching you move. Yeah, no,
little freaky.
It's like watching a cat or a robot with a toupee on. You know, is what it looks like.
When Zoe was,
because the fur is just not right on it.
When she was little, we got her a little panda bear a few years ago, and we brought it home, and I had to take it back because she was so scared of the damn thing. It was like, what a waste. Now, those For Real Friends, they had the coolest animatronic chimpanzee head a couple years back that it was just like right out of the movies. I mean, it was just...
Well, this thing, I mean, the whirring of the gears and so on in it is so loud that it kind of interrupts the whole idea of...
It's almost real.
It goes, meow, and then... It sounds like your windshield wiper's going is what it sounds like when it's cleaning itself.
So did you guys have a Teddy Ruxpin when you were a kid?
Nope, mommy.
But I would have fun with one.
That's where I'm going with that.
I got one with Zach.
Could you make your own tapes and put it in the Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, you could.
Have it talk?
Yeah.
Or what was the... I think Tickle Me Elmo. One of the new Elmo dolls I've seen on the news where if they put in, like, new batteries or something, and then it started talking, but it was, like, saying it was going to kill the kid.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I would pay money to say
it was freaky.
I'd be willing to bet that's an urban legend.
I saw the video.
It's trying to say battery is dead, but it only gets dead out. Dead.
Yeah, that might have been it.
You guys have all seen those easy buttons, right?
Yeah.
There's instructional video on YouTube. And there's a lot of really bad stuff on YouTube, not pornographic, but how to break into houses, how to properly kidnap a girl. This is how to modify the easy button so that you can make it say whatever you want.
Nice.
Really?
Yes. And I had a friend. He's not my friend anymore because, well, he is, but I haven't seen him in years, so whatever. Took it apart, did this thing, and then when you pushed it, it said, go beep yourself.
Nice.
Yes. Self-beeping, how nice.
Nice.
No, it didn't beep.
No?
I just edited.
So is it something where you'd have to buy...
Little parts. It's $15 to modify it, is what the...
So you'd need something that you could actually record with?
There's a little... One of the components you get in there is an audio recorder, and it's a little micro thing. and it's like $8 at Staples.
Yeah, you can get them pretty cheap. The Frightmare Forest used to, I think they still use them for some of their small effects. If you trip a light beam and it plays a sound or a noise, it's usually got one of those little chips in it.
That's like a little, that's like a bomb.
It's an audio claymore is what it is.
If you, you know, did one of those and just put it at work and left on someone's desk, just let them slap it and, you know.
What the hell are you doing?
Go yourself.
Yeah. But, yeah, and the other thing that she got was a VTech laptop.
Nice.
Which she can't say computer, so she says Peter all the time.
Nice. She likes to play with your Peter?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you say that out loud?
I tell you, yeah. I'm about ready to get a speech therapist or something about this, because it's like, she's like, Daddy, I got my Peter. Let's go get my Peter. I want my Peter.
Yeah, nice.
You may want to, yeah.
So she's going to be coaching her own softball team someday.
Oh, shut up, Jen. No, she'll have a Peter, and for the rest of my life, if she ever has a laptop, I will say, go get your Peter.
Go get your Peter.
Yeah.
Bring it here.
That's awesome.
Bring your Peter here. Let's reformat your Peter. Let's defrag your Peter.
Dad, people think you sound stupid when you say things like that to me.
Nice. Yeah. So this weekend, Ryan, Kevin, and I made it to the Werenberg. And we saw this...
wouldn't it be cooler if someone did not say Werenberg if we were there?
No.
There's always someone beside you.
Always.
Always.
None of us said it. You know what? When we went, nobody did it.
Well, the guy beside me was saying it.
Well, I think you and I were just, like, excited.
Yeah.
To see the movie.
See the movie. And watching it, we went and saw Avatar. And the hype... it's worth it.
Yeah, the hype is a little much, but it's a good movie.
I wanted to go see it again. Ryan, you've now seen it twice.
Yep. I took Lori.
Wow.
I was gonna go.
I don't know. The days are blending. I don't even remember what day I went and saw it again. But yeah, we did.
I think probably before this weekend I'll see it again. It's that good. To me, it's this generation Star Wars. That's what I think. I think that's a bold statement, but I think it really can be.
I don't think it's going to be a trilogy, though. I think this is the one movie and done.
No, actually, it's going to be a sextology.
He said it's going to be a trilogy.
No.
I just hope they don't rush it. Yeah. I hope you got to wait 10 years for the next one.
Because there's been a lot of... I visit a lot of Star Wars sites, and there's been talk about, is it this year, or the new Star Wars and stuff. I think for what it might do for movie making, in that sense, it'll be the new Star Wars, but I don't think it'll be... It won't get into the culture the way Star Wars has.
I think it might. The first thing that I wanted to do was go out and look to see what action figures and stuff there were. I put a whole list of them on the website, canmanshow.com.
Sure.
Think
about when Star Wars came out.
Right.
There was nothing.
That's because they created that niche.
Right. Well, but that's what I'm saying.
They had the empty box campaign.
Yeah.
Buy the box, then you.
But what I'm saying is, Star Wars had very little competition for toys and for kids and stuff. I mean, we had that. We had G.I. Joe and the girls at Barbies. Now look what they got nowadays. So I think, as far as the kids' side of it, I don't think it'll last.
I think the way things go, I mean, as far as like the toys and stuff, I don't think that these will have any value.
No.
Compared to what, like, if you're a collector, the Star Wars toys had. But I gotta say, from what I've seen, they're pretty darn neat.
Short-packed Space Marine. Oh,
they're pretty nice. I saw them in Target. Very small section in Target, but yeah. they're nice sculpts on them.
I saw a couple of the vehicles. They had a couple of those mech things, the mech suits that they wear at Gordman's. I went there on Saturday like an idiot. It was pretty neat. They run about $20 for the vehicles and about $6, $7 for the figures, depending.
Yeah.
I thought
the Jeep that they had looked just like a War Dog from Halo.
Oh yeah.
Well, actually, the flyers that they use look like
those
just from
yep.
The two. Yeah, look
they,
like the two fan
they look like a pelican from Halo. Yeah. Is that
no? The pelican is the big one. I think they're hornets.
Yeah, that might be at Hornet. Yeah,
yeah, it's in the
And you know what my advice is? It's a really long movie. Don't drink a whole lot before you go, because you won't want to get up at all during the movie.
Catheter.
Made that mistake the
catheter.
Second time.
Catheter. Yeah. Got back to your leg.
Yeah, so I
But the 3 hours went pretty fast. I mean, it wasn't like your butt started hurting and you're like,
about two-thirds the way in, I had to pee.
At some point were you thinking, is this ever going to freaking sink?
See, Titanic, you know, I started getting restless leg syndrome and was starting to cramp up in my legs. So.
Are they doing the boat sinking in actual freaking time? What the heck?
Was there a boob showed?
But the one thing I noticed in Avatar both times we saw it is that the place was silent for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy sitting in our row, I think, that at first I thought he was screwing around and stuff, but you know, anytime like this really beautiful scenery came up, he'd be like, oh, wow. And I thought he was, you know, dicking off and stuff, you know, kind of one of those guys that's like, oh, I don't want to believe the hype kind of thing and stuff like that. But, you know,
then,
after a
then
while.
Then you noticed his pants was open.
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks, Kevin. That's not the image I wanted.
Wow. See, then you know you weren't in a theater with me.
Yeah.
Well, I almost killed Kevin.
Everybody was silent. I mean, it was really, it was cool. And they all came out.
Who was the librarian?
Did they applaud at that one?
No.
At the end?
No, but.
I was the only
someone
one
was trying
it.
To.
It was me.
That was Chad.
It was me. I tried. I'm like,
you're like clap.
Nobody joined me. I'm like, oh, I'm a dork.
Then I looked at you and said, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll see it a second time, but you know,
really,
I'm probably not going to see it a first time.
No, there's too many
the
other movies.
Yeah, but that's you.
There's too many other movies. I want to see Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah,
that's, well, yeah, I want to see that too.
I won't brave the theaters for that either. That just doesn't. Iron Man 2? Yeah, probably. I will probably actually go out at 10 o'clock on a Saturday and see a matinee.
Oh, Lori did get eye strain though from watching in the 3D.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So she had a splitting.
Did they offer it in 2D?
Yeah, you can see it.
That would be such a waste.
See, I thought that it was easier on my eyes. The only thing is that it was longer. So,
yeah.
You know, if it was like one of the other movies that are hour and a half, 2 hours long, maybe I would have made it through without getting some sort of eye strain. Sure. But
the 3D in it was excellent. You compare that to the trailers, and for example, Piranha 3D.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I got motion sickness watching the damn trailer. I mean, it just looks so horrible.
Shrek.
I gotta know what kind of.
Although that one opened nicely with the trampoline bouncing. And
oh yeah,
stuff
the
like that,
a chick on a trampoline.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's never anything.
What
wrong
was
the
show?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know what the heck
Man Show.
I didn't know what the heck that movie was when they showed the chicks on the trampoline. I thought it was some sort of a, you know, weird. Oh God! What? How did they advertise the very beginning of that? It wasn't like it was a movie.
No, it looked like. Like spring break.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, when you're on spring break, this is what you're going to do. Yeah. Girls on trampolines.
Started reminding me of like Bloody Valentine, where it's like, you know, the only reason this movie's around is just so you can see an axe flying through the screen. But, this one,
what,
I don't know.
What were the 3D effects for? Did they shoot missiles at the audience members?
So you can see all these little piranha like looking at you,
are you
moving
talking,
back and forth.
Are you talking in Avatar?
In Avatar, yeah.
Oh, wait, what's that?
Well, the computers, for example, everything had depth in it.
Yeah.
So like the computer display that has like the little video screen, and then
they
like,
used
the
a lot
jungle.
Of clear.
Oh,
clear,
the jungle.
The jungle is beautiful.
With all all the different plants. I mean, they're very colorful. And they're very unique, you know, with the plants would move and...
It was like, you know, Willy Wonka. I mean...
But you couldn't eat them.
No, you couldn't
eat
them.
The new one or the old one?
They might eat you. Like the original, like, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries. You can eat the
but these snozzberries would kill you, man.
Yeah.
I actually do like snozzberries.
There was times where, you're like, 3D, you're like, meh. But then they come across a scene and you're just like, wow.
And I without giving anything away, the creatures in the movie that they show, it's they're on an alien planet. It's beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
Very, very colorful. There's luminous. I didn't know how much, like, you know, glowing luminescent stuff was there at nighttime.
Because
most of the stuff they show in the commercials, I didn't think showed you. The commercials don't show you near what they're showing for special effects for, like, the actual planet.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
At Barnes & Noble's, I was there yesterday, they have a book. It's kind of like a field guide to Pandora.
and it explains why this creature's glow or why everything glows and stuff like that. It's kind of neat.
Wow.
So
cool.
Was this written by the same people that write the tech manuals for the Enterprise?
No idea.
It could very well be. Could very well be.
What I kind of wondered was, why was it at the one part nothing was glowing, and then after a certain point in the movie, everything glowed?
Oh, you're talking about after...
first part where he gets lost in the jungle.
I kind of noticed that, too. I was thinking maybe he didn't notice it, and then...
Well, I think he noticed it. I think that he didn't have that connection with the life on the planet like...
You're talking about when
like
he
she did.
Grabbed the stick out of the pond, and then everything was glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was so
busy. Was it because
busy.
He connected with something? Or?
I think it was because everything was connected, the circle of life thing. Yeah. And I think that him...
No, we're not talking about the Lion
King. This isn't really a spoiler, but, I mean, everybody's connected. All the living creatures are connected. And it wasn't until she turned on the lights, basically, that everything started glowing.
Maybe it was just that nighttime cycle, hit that time. Because everything glows at night.
The one part, the jacking into animals...
That's pretty cool.
That was interesting. That's nowhere in commercials to be found.
They call that bestiality here.
No, not jacking off animals. It's jacking into.
Wow.
You're a sick puppy.
I'm not the one that said it.
You inferred it. And I just
you
went
thought
with
it.
It.
No. I implied it.
You
inferred
it.
You
I
thought
on,
it.
Right.
On Pandora, there's no bestiality.
Yeah. Could very well be, but none that they showed in the movie.
I can't wait till the making of comes out. That's one I want to watch.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, the DVD set when it comes out.
Yep.
Now,
that'd be a good blue.
Actually, supposedly early 2010.
Cool. Really?
Yep.
Sigourney Weaver was in it, and she's no Dana Barrett. In fact, if you went to Franklin Middle School in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, she reminded me a lot of Mrs. Sweet, or Miss Sweet. She's definitely not Mrs. Miss Sweet, my science teacher. Kind of gruff. You could tell she smokes 10 packs a day, leathery. She's starting to look a little bit like Jack Palance, I think.
Wow.
Jack Palance.
I'm sure her agent is, that's the kind of image he's pushing for Sigourney Weaver.
That's it. She looked like a hot Jack Palance.
She looks pretty good for how old she is.
Tasty. Isn't Jack Palance dead?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I'm talking like, Legend of Curly's Gold.
I got a bad taste in my mouth now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, wow.
But, then is it me or in a lot of the James Cameron kind of alien type movies, do they always have like a female Marine type character that's Latina?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's always played by the same girl too.
Well, they didn't in
Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic was missing the.
I actually think the movie would have been better with space.
The Hispanics were on the Titanic, but they were even farther down than the Irish were. So
yeah.
They were working the boilers. But what was The Abyss? That didn't have one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. But Aliens, yeah, does.
Now, was Alien, was that James Cameron or was that Ridley Scott?
That's Ridley Scott.
Was it? No, yeah. No. The first
one was Ridley Scott. The second one
was Cameron.
Was it Cameron?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he did one of the Aliens. Yep.
But,
well, if he did the second one, he did the best one.
Yeah.
For my money.
Yeah, by far.
Oh, for special effects. Think about special effects, then...
Well, did you ever see the extended director's cut version?
Yes.
With all the extra crap that they cut out?
Yeah.
Oh. So much more. It was a much better movie.
You want to know where your sentry guns from Call of Duty came from? That's where they came from.
That is, yep.
Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to find... That was Alien 2? Or Alien... It was Aliens.
Aliens with an S.
Aliens.
Alien was the first one with no S. Aliens, right. Plural.
And there was two.
Yep.
There were several. And then Alien Cubed. Still not sure what the heck that was.
Yeah.
And then Alien Resurrection, which was, I think, the second best of the Alien movies.
I like the head pirate before he got killed.
I like the guy, and I can't remember who plays him, who said he plays Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. I loved him in there. I mostly just hurt people.
But the head pirate guy was in Crow. He was the bad guy in The Crow.
Oh, yes, he was. Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Sorry, that was...
Not Gary Oldman.
The guy who I had confused mentally with him. He was in Count of Monte Cristo. He played the jailer in Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, yep. Same actor. I just can't think of the guy's name. It's not Guy Pearce either. But
okay, yeah. they're saying that we need to move on.
Moving on. So what should we talk about, guys? So let's open up the chat room. Chat room, what should we be discussing? Give us a topic.
Lori has some weird love thing for Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, huh?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Gary Oldman movie? Do you guys have one?
Gary Oldman. He does movies.
Yeah, he played Jim Gordon in the Batman movies.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Oh, gosh.
He was awesome. He played an awesome bad cop in The Professional.
Wasn't he in several of the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, yeah, he played Sirius Black. Yeah.
Sirius Black.
And he's also he's the bad guy in Air Force One.
Air Force One.
Yep.
Cool. See, there
and
we go.
He's,
I don't think I've ever seen that movie from start to finish.
Dracula. Dracula. Yeah, I knew Laurie was going to say Dracula.
I think the Dracula was
Best. Oh, there's a good one. Exotic Princess throws out Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
There we go.
There's a classic.
Yeah. It is a good one.
It is. That's why I said it's a classic.
Isn't there going to be a Pride and Prejudice movie? Pride
Immortal Beloved.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
I got that for Christmas. Not the movie, the but the book.
Nice.
So, cool.
Yeah. So
I got a treat to share with you guys.
Ooh, treat.
This is something that... There's a girl at work who used to be like one of the coaches at where I work, who would buy all this stuff at like the Asian market, and it was like M&M's except for instead of being peanuts, it's sunflower seeds. So they're chocolate covered sunflower seeds with a hard candy shell like an M&M.
Is this what Zoe was telling us to eat?
Yes, this is what Zoe was telling us to eat.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. They're freaking addictive. Here you go.
Scared out of my mind.
Sunflower seeds with chocolate.
Now there's no sugar in these, right?
Oh, they're full of sugar.
Oh.
It's chocolate. So,
but it's that fake sugar, sugar-free chocolate, right? Otherwise, I can't eat these.
Yeah, it's not. It's real sugar. So eat it. Go to a diabetic coma for me, will you? Mm-hmm.
Good radio.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. You know, in Korea, they have Doritos that are fish flavored, and they
Didn't
have
eat those.
He wasn't here.
Mm. Did you have those?
Yeah.
They're okay.
I had seaweed Doritos.
Mm.
Seaweed Doritos.
They have a salty sweet version, which is just beyond awful.
I still have sushi hard candy if you want it.
Jenny wants to do another
I
want to
eat sushi. Why would I eat the hard candy?
We need to do a weird
salty
food
licorice.
Yep.
Have you ever had salty licorice?
Yes.
Oh, the double salt?
That's awful.
The double salt? Have you had that?
The big chunks of salt on it.
Christina,
yeah,
where were Christina
awful
and I when we saw that? I saw it somewhere and I was going to get it for you. Des Moines, I think. I don't know. I saw it somewhere.
Ah, the exotic shores of Des Moines.
And at the they had it at the Cost Plus, which is like World Bazaar. They have all those foods from. That's where I got the spotted dick. Was from there.
Okay, going with the spotted dick.
You see a doctor about
there
that?
Yeah.
I need to watch this more often when I'm not on the show because my wife is dirty.
Yeah, she is.
Is she?
Yeah, and now because now she's pregnant and now she's.
Got hormones?
I guess. I don't know, because she's writing here, I can't wait to get my mouth around your balls.
Nice.
Sweaty balls.
You put them in your mouth and suck them.
That's really great. That's
that's chef's chocolate.
You know, when I met her, she was really quiet.
I know.
Would you say demure?
Something like that.
I would say shy and, like, don't talk to me.
So then,
yeah. I kind of trapped her in a corner. So, yeah, it was...
Oh, it was a form of assault.
Some people would call it
like a stalker.
I had to fire somebody for that once because they trapped one of the girls in the back room, and it's like crap.
Well, you had somebody hit another person with a big sausage thing from Harry Farms.
Yeah,
right?
I had to let that lady go. Yeah,
good that times.
Yeah, good times. Good times are had by
so
all.
So why were you let go? Assault with Hickory Farms.
Yeah.
Assault with a sausage.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sausage.
So.
Or salty licorice.
Salty licorice. I did see Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and I had not seen that yet.
Oh, yeah. That's the last one, right?
That's the most recent one. Mm-hmm. The next one comes out in a couple months, I think. But I purposely not reading the books until after I watch all the movies.
Oh, really?
Because you don't want.
See, I went the other way.
Suck.
I want to enjoy the movies more now and then go back and read the books and realize just how much those movies sucked. Yeah, so.
Well, I plan on not reading the books.
Ever?
Because you don't like reading.
I'm not a fan of reading.
Really?
I don't like people that read.
They get the hell out.
Yeah, what the hell, dude?
I got a new book for Christmas, the Harry Potter, not Harry Potter, the Harry Dresden Files book Turncoat.
It's up there?
Yeah, that's the one that I had up here. It's the next one. It's the one that came out last April in hardback. And now I got to wait until next Christmas to get the next one. But very good stuff. Very good stuff.
I have a book I'd like to recommend.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys have heard of this guy. David Wong wrote a book called John Dies at the End. It was available on the web. I haven't read a novel from front to back since I was 24. But I sat down and read this on the web, and I couldn't stop reading after the third paragraph.
Does he die then?
I will not tell you that, but I can tell you that the main character's name is David, and his best friend is John. And as I'm reading through this book, I'm like, John, I really like John. John reminds me of me. He's a stupid, crazy bastard. And he, at one point in the book, John is in a car, and he's following this guy, and he goes over the top of a hill, and at the bottom of the hill, he sees army commandos. So he turns his headlights off, so they won't notice him.
Yeah, because that always works.
And he thinks to himself, oh, crap, did the turning off of my headlights make them notice me? So he turns them back on. Now they're looking at him and coming towards him. Mm-hmm. And he turns them off again, and he thinks to himself, am I actually flashing my lights at these guys trying not to get noticed?
Where does this take place? Where does this take place at?
It's in a town called Undisclosed, and it's available in hardback.
That's the name of the
places.
Town, or it's
undisclosed.
Just undisclosed.
They actually have street signs that say undisclosed on them.
Chad, so, Jenny has a question for you.
Go ahead,
great.
Jenny.
She wants to know if you're going to read your Batman Boner book again.
No, that was actually something I got from the library. It was an old issue of Batman where the
Boner begins.
Yeah, it was Batman Boner. The word Boner was used a lot.
The 50s or 60s?
Yeah, it was like 50. It was from the 50s.
Okay. Yeah, because if you go online, there's a website. It's like comic books that have different meanings nowadays.
Yeah, and that's definitely
that one was
one of
that
them.
One was in there.
It was. I think it was in the Greatest Stories Ever Told, Volume 1 or 2. One of the two. But it's the one with Joker on the cover, which I think is Volume 2. But it's a Batman trade paperback. I've checked it out from the library.
Wasn't...
And I'm like, oh, after I got it, I had to just laugh my butt off because that was pretty funny. Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Do you guys do New Year's resolutions?
Not really.
I used to. In 2000, my resolution was to keep on smoking.
Yeah.
I said this in front of a large crowd of people in a comedy club on stage with a microphone in my hand, and I had quit by the second week of February and didn't even know why. I didn't make an effort to quit. I just ran out of cigarettes and didn't buy more. And then when I realized I had quit, it was already too late to go back and buy more cigarettes because I was off them. The urges had stopped.
Wow.
So.
That's
were
good.
You at, were you, did you visit a hypnotist
no,
earlier?
No, I don't. I'm not allowed.
No?
I had a top secret security clearance. I'm not allowed to be hypnotized unless there's a security liaison present. And I don't know any of those guys anymore.
To this day?
Yeah. Till I turn 99. 70 years after I signed out of the Air Force. So I was 29 then. So yeah, 99.
Here's a good question. No, hardly anybody does or keeps their resolutions, so why do we make them?
You know, I think we make them because, you know, it's symbolic of it's a new year.
You change.
You want to change. But, you know, it's true. How many people actually really stick with them?
Well, I got to say, I pretty much proved that resolutions are useless when I couldn't keep smoking for a whole freaking year.
There you go.
I smoked for 6 years before that. Didn't have a problem.
But now you do.
I can't smoke anymore.
All right. Kevin, you going to quit smoking or
I'd like to
some weight?
Gain some weight. Usually we try for the positive, not the negative.
Well, I'm gonna try and gain 2 inches on my junk, so I'd have to lose, 70 pounds by next year. So
a small Cambodian child.
Have you talked to Chris about this?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's all excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, gaining the extra... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going at. Anyway.
I don't either.
I resolved to be a good dad.
A good dad.
How's that? Going for the awe factor there.
Nobody here to awe for you this week.
They're online.
I got nothing.
They're hearing me.
Yeah, you know, I resolved not to beat my children as much. And
you were giving them a good beating tonight, man.
Yeah, something. Yeah,
that's why I come over early.
So I resolved to find a white piece of foam to put at the bottom of this microphone so we can complete
the effect,
candy
the
corn
illusion.
Effect.
Oh, yeah, candy corn. See, we call it the ice cream mic or the candy corn mic, whatever.
That's not what we were calling it last week.
What were we calling it last week? Muppet Mike?
Muppet Sex.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, Bert
Ernie. I watched my language, okay.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, Bert and Ernie.
What are you doing back there, Bert?
Oh, Bert! Speaking of that, I was coming up.
Armageddon.
Armageddon, Bert! Armageddon!
I'm driving up the from 29th Street to your house, right?
Yeah.
I noticed your snowman's lost a little weight outside, too.
Yeah, did you notice the thing on the snowman?
I didn't have to. It looks like the thing on the snowman.
Yeah.
It looks like a dick out in your yard.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the story. We were heading somewhere, and the head had melted off of the snowman because it's been raining. And Zachary picked up the plastic carrot out of the yard, and Rodney Carrington has a song called Who Put the Dick on the Snowman? And I love that song. And too bad I can't play it on the show, but he decides to go out and put the dick on the snowman to answer that question. So Zoe's like, Zachary put a dick on the snowman. Zachary put a dick on the snowman. I just thought that was pretty funny.
But it looks like one now.
Now it does, huh?
Yeah, if you come up from 29th Street.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like a dick on the snowman.
That's the first thing I thought. Wow, that dick has a scarf.
Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish you all a very happy new year. Thank you so much for listening. Tonight we're going to close the show with Old Zang Zang, this by Jelly. May your balls drop this New Year's Eve. Thank you for listening.
Is that for Dick Clark?
2-1
Again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock!